come back a little later, please? This is kind of personal.
Well, this is my office, and the governor has me on a deadline. What is the matter, Cross?
Why should I tell you? You're just another heartless, insensitive male who likes to prey on the vulnerability of us women.
Gretchen and Arnold had a disagreement.
There was no disagreement. The turkey dumped me.
He thought they should start dating other people. He felt they were getting too close.
Well, they're engaged. They're supposed to get close.
I'll show that Arnold Lumditter. There's 100 men out there.
Yeah, you show him.
Yeah, from now on, I am the hunter and the men are the meat.
Let me write that down. Valentine's Day is coming.
Benson, I have here a very informative article on the Sheik Mahmud. I thought you might like to look it over before he arrives.
I don't have time right now, Clayton.
Oh, hey, I wouldn't mind locking lips with this little cutie.
Denise, will you take her outside and throw a bucket of cold water on her?
Oh, sure, it's fine, but you meant to be aggressive. Come on, Gretchen, let's go into the kitchen, have a cup of coffee, and whistle at the gardeners.
Thank you very much. Benson, I really do think it's important for you to take the time to familiarize yourself with the Sheik's likes and dislikes.
Clayton, I will be glad to read the article when I have the time.
Benson, we've got a problem. Big problem. Show him, Pete.
You're not going to believe this.
Well, what is it?
It's a drawing of the corporate headquarters that Sheik Mahmud wants to build.
It's like a used wedding cake to me.
Oh, I agree, but we've got to find some diplomatic way of letting him know that.
Diplomatic, huh? We could say, hey, Sheik, that's a whole lot of ugly in one spot.
Ah, good, Benson. I'm turning the Sheik over to you.
Why?
He doesn't like Clayton.
Well, who does? I've got those revenue projections to finish.
The Sheik takes precedence. This is a $600 million project we're talking about. Now, I want you to turn all your work over to Clayton.
Governor, I hate doing paperwork.
Clayton, my patience with you is wearing very thin, so pick up the paperwork, go to your office, and don't come out unless the building's on fire.
Yes, sir.
What did Clayton do?
Not now, Pete.
I mean, he came flying out of that limo like a bag of litter.
Pete, take a walk, huh?
Yeah, sure.
What did Clayton do, just so I avoid doing it?
Do you know a limerick that starts, there once was a sheik named Abdul?
No.
Good. Sheik Mahmud, may I introduce my budget director, Benson Dubois?
Your Excellency.
I am pleasured to meet you. Mm-hmm.
If there's anything you need, Sheik, just ask Benson.
What could I possibly need? I have $3 billion.
Perhaps you'd like to adopt a black budget director.
Most amusing. You're an okay guy, Benson Dubois.
Dubois.
That is what I say, Dubois.
Well, I see you two are going to get along just fine, so we'll talk later, Sheik.
Excuse me, Sheik. Governor?
Yes, Benson?
Did you talk to him about that ugly building?
No, I figured you'd find a way to settle that.
Mm-hmm. How's that limerick go again?
Benson.
Perhaps Your Excellency would like some lunch.
Business first. Have you seen my building?
Oh, yes, I've seen it.
What do you think of it?
Well, to be perfectly frank about the building...
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I thought you might be hungry.
Good idea, Kraus. We can talk about the building later, Sheik.
Hi, Sheik. Welcome to the land of opportunity.
I beg your pardon.
Where have you been all my life?
In the desert.
Sheik, would you excuse me a moment? Kraus, may I speak to you a minute?
Hang on to your headdress, handsome. I'll be right back.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm going to make Arnold jealous.
You're
going to
make the Sheik sick.
Did it ever occur to you that the Sheik might find me attractive?
No. Dubu! Yes, Your Excellency, I'll be right there. Let's get out of here.
Bye-bye. See you around.
Sorry about the interruption, Sheik. Why don't we have some sandwiches here?
Who was that?
Who was what?
That gorgeous woman.
You mean Kraus?
Kraus. Kraus! She's stunning. She's sublime. She reminds me of the graceful ostrich.
Well, that would explain her walk.
Look, Dubu, you must, how do they say, fix me up?
Do you find Kraus attractive?
Don't you?
Well, let's just say that she reminds me of your building.
Then we agree. Tonight, the three of us will paint the town red.
Wait a minute.
Said Ahmed, don't forget, Dubu. Bring the steamy leggy blonde to dinner.
But she...
Do it. It will make me happy.
Okay, Buster. Why'd you skip out and leave me alone with Alibaba and his 40 hands? He was pawing me all night.
He pawed you?
Well, I'm telling you, Benson, you keep him away from me or I'll nail his sandals to the wall.
Hello, Lady. Hi, Miss Kraus.
Hi, Benson.
Hi, Sugar.
My name's Katie Gatling, and I represent the Capital City Girls Softball League.
Are you selling?
Peanut brittle.
How much is it?
$1.50 a jar.
I'll take 3.
Great.
Dubu, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning, Sheik. Well, you seem in high spirits.
I am the hawk. Flying on the wings of love. And who are you, my beautiful child?
My name's Katie Gatling, and I represent the Capital City Girls Softball. As you know...
She's selling peanut brittle.
I buy them. How many do Dubu buy?
3.
I buy 300.
Why? Where do you want me to send them?
Send them to Dubu. It is my gift to him.
I can't thank you enough.
Allow 2 weeks for delivery.
Ahmed, go with her. Pay her in gold.
Well, Sheik, can we get down to business now? I've been reviewing the geological report for that land, and I have a few thoughts for you.
I must tell you, Gretchen is wonderful. She is electrifying. I want to be with her again tonight, Dubu. Arrange it.
Well, you see, that's not really my area. I'm more like what you might want to call the budget director, not the social director.
But it would make me very happy. And that is something we all want, yes.
Yes, but I think you better talk to Kraus yourself.
I don't believe you treat me this way. Especially when I am making $600 million building in your state.
Well, that's what we all should be concerned with. Why don't we just talk building?
Benson, Sheik Mami.
Get out of my sight, fig face.
Sheik, I was out of time.
Get me that woman.
I am not getting you any woman.
If I do not get the beautiful woman, you do not get my beautiful skyscraper.
That solves both my problems.
Cooperate or I'll have you fired.
Don't threaten me.
I will threaten whomever I want. I'm the Sheikh Mamid. Son of Prince Bahan. Glowing hope of the Eastern world. Graduate of Kansas State University. The most creative architect in the face of the world today, and you are nothing.
I'm nothing?
Nothing.
Let me tell you something about your architectural skills, pal. I could design a better building than you with a deck of playing cards.
You cannot address me with such insolence, Dubois.
Dubois, dummy, Dubois, Dubois, dummy, 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 dummy. I feel fine right now.
I'm proud of you, Benson. I am so glad you didn't back down.
That's right. Just because we want the guy's business doesn't mean we have to kiss his burnous.
That's right.
Ooh. What is that?
I don't know.
Sounds like a crash. Somebody got creamed. Hey, it's my car! Ooh. You ran my car! I am going to shake the sheik.
That's it. What about the bodyguards?
Well, I don't have to go out there right now. $1,600 worth of damage, and the guy doesn't even have any insurance.
Benson, I can't tell you how sorry I am this happened, and I wish there was something you could do about it.
Well, there is something I can do about it. I'm going to take him to court.
You can't do that.
Why not? You're afraid I'll jeopardize the building deal, is that it?
Well, certainly I'm concerned about the deal.
Your friend is in trouble. My car is smashed to smithereens, and all you're worried about is a crummy $600 million.
If I may finish my thought.
Why don't you just give him the keys to the city and let him wreck the whole damn town?
Just let me finish. The reason you can't sue is because he's the son of a diplomat. He has diplomatic immunity.
I don't care what he has as long as it's fatal.
Unfortunately, under the treaty we've signed, he is protected from civil or criminal prosecution.
Governor, you'll understand if I don't come to the reception tonight.
Oh, yeah, Benson. I'll handle the sheik from here on in.
And you can tell him from me that he has not heard the last of Benson Dubois. Dubois.
Just live with me for a year. Try it. I'll give you anything you want.
Forget you on the camel you rode in on. Get out of my kitchen.
Hey, Bird Brain.
Yes, Benson.
Not you, Crosby. You owe me money. $1,600.
Oh, get out of my way, Dubois. I must kiss her lips.
Listen, you call me Dubois one more time and you won't be tall enough to kiss her ankles.
Why are you bothering me?
You wrecked my car.
So? Sue me.
I can't.
I know.
Is he bothering you, Krauss? You want me to throw him out of the kitchen?
That's okay, Benson. I can take care of this. Sheik Mahmoud, will you step this way, please? This won't take a moment. And stay out, you dime store Valentino!
Krauss, you know, there are moments when you are simply magnificent.
Oh, thank you very much, Benson.
Yeah. Moment's over.
You want some coffee?
Sure.
Wait until you hear the latest that scum of Araby has come up with.
What?
What'd he do?
The man has flipped.
What did he do?
He's over the edge.
And?
He's got bats in his falafel.
Would you just tell us what he did?
Spit it out, Clayton.
He is donating his hideous painting of that monstrosity of a building to the art museum.
As what, a doormat?
He thinks it's a masterpiece. Not only that, we're having a formal unveiling of it at the reception tonight.
Wait a minute. Hold it. You know, it might be worth going to that reception after all. We might be able to teach the little sheik a lesson.
Benson, I love it. Count me in. What do?
You'll have to shave your mustache.
Of course. I'll do anything. I'll...
shave my mustache?
He'll do it.
Okay. Now, tonight, when the reception is in full swing...
What is
Katie, how was school today?
Okay.
Learn anything interesting?
Not really. We start sex education.
I really should circulate. We'll talk later. 5 or 6 years.
Thank you.
Hi, Katie. Did you see Benson?
No, I don't think he's coming.
I guess he couldn't get a ride. You know, his car's in the shop. It's a joke.
It's not funny.
One man's joke is another man's... You know.
Do they ever grow up?
No, they just stop getting pimples.
Benson, I didn't expect to see you here tonight.
Well, I thought that I'd be a big man about it. Besides, I wouldn't miss this unveiling for anything.
There's going to be some shocked faces around here tonight.
Hello, Governor. Okay, Benson, everything is set.
Great.
What's that? Are you two up to something?
Well, to tell you the truth, Governor.
I really don't want to know. I should circulate. We'll talk later. Ah, Your Excellency.
Okay, Cross, let's do it.
Yeah.
As I was saying... An art critic of this stature could make a man famous internationally.
Or ruin his reputation forever.
Who are they talking about?
I really should circulate.
Imagine the great Bahindi, the renowned art critic, coming to this very reception.
Who is this art critic, Bahindi?
Oh, you overheard. It was supposed to be a surprise. It was supposed to be a surprise.
Make way, the great Bahindi comes to view the work.
Ah, Mr. Bahindi. Yes, what an honor to have you with us. Your hands and your face are not the same color. You know Sheikh Mahmood.
Only by his reputation.
But he won't hold that against you.
Before I show you my work, I must explain it.
Ah, you must explain it. It is not art. It is advertising. True art is like a fine piece of crystal. Every facet a prism or refracting man's experience.
Elephant boy, would you spare us the lecture?
But why waste time? Let us view the world.
Yes, right this way.
I am waiting with the bated breath. Yes. Right, here we go.
You see? He likes it.
Would you like to bet a couple of $1 billion on that?
This painting must perish. It is vile. Atrocious.
Stop him!
Disgusting!
Governor, arrest him.
Golly, Sheik, he can't. He has diplomatic immunity.
He has? All right.
Diplomatic immunity?
But he destroyed my property.
And you destroyed Benson's car.
Oh, Krause, it's a different thing.
No, it isn't, Sheik. It's exactly the same thing. It's a guy acting like a jerk and then hiding out under diplomatic immunity.
How do you like them kumquats, Abdul?
Abdul! Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You are not our critic, Bahindi. He is Camel Drool Thick Face Endicott.
That's absolutely right.
And you planned this whole trick.
Yep.
Because I wreck your car.
That's right.
And because I hide behind the law.
Man, you're not one of the three wise men, but you're catching on.
You are a true friend, Dubois.
Dubois?
Yes. Only a true friend would go to so much trouble to teach man a lesson.
Does all this mean that you're going to pay for my car?
No. I owe you big apology. I buy you new car. I buy you 2 new car.
Just say you're sorry and fix his old car.
Cross, a man knows what he's doing. He's a graduate of Kansas State.
And who you have made me? New man. Gretchen, look. I am new man. You want to go to my place?
Hold it.
No hands.
Well, okay. We go to your place, but no funny business.
Wonderful. I call my pilot. We'll be there first thing in the morning.
Wait a minute.
You like to make couscous?
Well, Benson, what did you think of my performance?
Oh, that was really something.
I was extraordinary, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always known there was a little part of me that had the talent to be an actor.
Yeah. And I made you shave it off.